Proclamation number 3925 of 26th of November, 1946. Word of God, silent admonisher. Loud voice, natural disaster. Pay attention to the ever-recurring admonitions from above and don't let them fall on your ears. For every hour and every day is precious if you consider your salvation and work diligently before the end comes. Do not let me call in vain, do not let me pound on your hearts in vain, but receive me and open the door of your heart to me voluntarily, if I desire entrance. I still come to you as a silent admonisher when I approach you in a word, but not for long. Then my call will sound loud and mighty from above and you will be terrified by the power of my voice. It is still up to you whether you want to listen to me or let my word fade away in your ears. But then you will have to hear me and my voice will touch you terribly. You will no longer be able to recognize my love but will have to bow down to my wrath. Although even then my love will still be at work, only no longer recognizable to you as love. Yet my word is still a sign of my love for you, for it sounds gently and admonishingly like a father speaks to his children whom he wants to guide onto the right path. But if my word is not heeded my might will appear and you will be terrified of it and fall into the fear of death. And for many the hour of death will also have come, the hour of passing away from this earth, and blessed is he who has already found me before that he need not fear this last hour. And this is the purpose of my word. I caught your love, I try to draw you to me, always taking your free will into account, I try to guide you towards the spiritual kingdom. And therefore I admonish you to distance yourselves from earthly matter, from earthly striving. For I can only be found if you renounce the world and its pleasures and seek unity with me. Then I myself will come to meet you and will never let you go from me again. Therefore heed my word and do not belong to those whose senses I must direct to me through my power. Come to me of your own accord by desiring my word and letting yourselves be instructed by me, listen to me and pay attention to what I tell you. Believe in my word and change yourselves into love, so that you will make my will your own and can always and constantly be certain of my love. For this is what I want to achieve through my word, that you shape yourselves into love. That you work on your souls and conform to my nature, which is pure love in itself. And you will not need to be frightened and anxious when my voice sounds loudly and mightily, for then you will belong to my own whom I take into my care in hours of greatest adversity and to whom I am Savior and Redeemer, as I have promised. The hour will come unexpectedly quickly and you'll all remember my words, for I will admonish you without ceasing so that you can still make use of the short time in every way. Remember your souls and disregard the body, for it will pass away but the soul will continue to exist for all eternity. And therefore, as long as it is still possible for you, help yourselves to create and work on earth, and the earnest will to do so will earn you strength. You will mature and gain great benefit by letting me speak to you, by believing my words and striving to live according to my will. And you will not need to fear the day which will irrevocably come in the shortest time. Which will give you proof of the truth of my word, of my might and strength, and which is also a sign to the initiated of my love for the unredeemed, which I want to save from eternal ruin. Amen.